Hello, summoners. Welcome to another episode of Veilology, the study of Fire Emblem heroes. My name's Ilya Aladur, and it has been a while. I've been on vacation, but I decided to welcome myself back to the show. I was going to cover the eight heroes who have the possibility of winning the 2020 Hero Rises event. So, going over each of the eight heroes who are possibilities, we have Altina, which is a mythic hero, Alphonse, the duo, duo version, Sothis, both her normal infantry version and her armored, I believe, Halloween version. Winter Sothis, that's definitely not Halloween, that's Christmas. Okay, anyway, we also have Leaf, Legendary Azura, and Legendary Alm. And then lastly, the eighth place is Edelgard. So, out of all eight of these, any of them could win. It all comes down to the voting gauntlet that will be taking place afterwards. And so the question I want to answer today is, who do I hope wins because they're probably the best person to get? Everyone getting a free copy of one of these units is going to be good, but which one of them would be the best for all of us to get, you know? So I'm going to start off by saying I think the easiest person to eliminate from the running here is probably Edelgard. Edelgard is not bad, but she's as good as the rest of the units on this, with the possibility of winning a Hero Rises. She has really good attack and pretty good defensive bulk, and her skills, if you were to fodder her, are all, you know, pretty nice. She has attack defense solo, Rouse attack defense, and Dull close. So she has good fodder and, you know, really high attack, but that isn't in itself enough to make her a great hero. I suspicion Edelgard is on this list, you know, consideration here, not because she's a great unit, even though she is, she's okay, but it's because of her character popularity. And considering how the voting for Hero Rises happened right after Edelgard far and away won Tutor Legends Round 4, I think it might have to do a little bit with that and her popularity in the polls as to why people voted for her so much in this, not so much because of her objective usefulness out of everyone on the list. So as much as I like Edelgard, I think she's probably going to be a pretty easy one to mark off the list of people who I'd want to see. Moving on from that, I think something else that makes a good a Hero Rises character is being a character who is pretty new and who not a lot of people might have yet. Like, I may remember round one, Legendary Ike was the winner, and he had just come out when that happened, you know, a little bit before. So he was still kind of fresh in people's minds. They all kind of wanted their own legendary Vanguard Legend Ike. So much as he was good back then, he isn't so much today. It has to do, I think, in part, how recently a character was released. So older characters being on this list for consideration is impressive. You know, I'm thinking Legendary Azura being here, despite being released so long ago, is pretty impressive. But a lot of people who really want a Legendary Azura probably already have one. And unlike other heroes, having extra merges on a refresher unit is less useful than just having merges on combatants. So while I think, you know, having merges on a legendary hero is always good, Legendary Azura is not likely to win because she's been out for so long that a lot of people who want to have her already do. Not saying everyone, but a lot of people who have Azura who want her probably already have her, and having an extra copy of her isn't likely to make as big of an impact. So while I'm not saying Legendary Azura is bad, or I hope she loses, actually, personally, I do hope actually Legendary Azura wins. If I could pick one person out of all eight of these to take first place and get a free copy of, I think Azura would be my favorite. Something else to her credit is that as a refresher unit, she doesn't, you know, gain a ton from IVs because most of her potential is through her support and not through her stats necessarily on their own. So getting a neutral copy of any of these other heroes who are all combatants might not be so good because they won't have good IVs. Getting a neutral IV Valet Songstress Azura would not be a bad deal. So personally, out of all eight of them, I do hope Azura wins. I just find it to be a little bit unlikely that people will be voting for her as much, as opposed to all these much newer units. And so that just leaves the two Sothises, Altina, New Year's Alphonse, and then Legendary Azura, not Azura, Legendary Leaf and Legendary Alm. So just going, getting rid of these unit by unit until I get to the person who I either project to win or hopes to have win. Sothis herself, the infantry version, is not a slouch by any means. Her weapon, Sublime Surge, negates any effective damage from Dragon Slaying weapons, has Distant Counter built into it, and the normal Adaptive Breath damage counting from Dragon weapons. She also has a personal skill called Sirius that cannot be inherited. It scales off of speed and restores HP. And that's nice because Sothis has a neutral speed of 39. And so 30% of 39, that's quite a bit of extra damage and healing from that. So it's not bad. In addition, Sothis is a mythic hero, and almost all mythic heroes are good. So I think Sothis is probably a decent pick for at least winning round one of Voting Island, depending on who she's matched against. For foddering purposes, she also has Attack Speed Solo 3 and Wrath, which are both very nice, and also has Times Pulse 3. I'm not sure how great that'll be, but it's only inheritable to infantry units, but you could do some fun shenanigans with that. Winter Sothis, however, I do not find to have quite as likely a chance as winning. She does have higher speed, which means that Sirius is probably better on her than it was on normal Sothis. However, Winter Sothis's weapon is a little bit different. It does grant 3 extra points of speed, which, like I said, higher speed is good for her. But it doesn't have built-in Distant Counter. Instead, she has to burn an Ace Lot on that. So I suppose, actually, for foddering purposes, Winter Sothis is better because she comes with Distant Counter. But if you want Distant Counter, I guess that would work. She has Threaten and Attack Res 3, which is a Limit Break. It's a Stage 4 skill. That's very nice. So for foddering purposes, Winter Sothis is really impressive. She has Special Fighter 3, a Level 4 C-slot skill, and Distant Counter. So I guess people could summon for her just for the fodder. But even then, she is pretty good. So I think Sothis and Winter Sothis probably both have a decent shot. I'm not sure actually how much people like the flyer class, but one thing I do know is that Altina was some people were super excited to get. And I agree with that. I think Altina has a decent chance at winning too. New Year Alphonse, I'm not sure. But I predict he'll do very well, both him and Altina. If you look at the amount where they placed, despite being better than normal Sothis, I think Winter Sothis placed worse than normal Sothis. But Altina and Alphonse both placed very well. So I think even though to me they seem less appealing than some of the other units on here, and I already have an Alphonse, it could be good to get another copy of him. I'll just merge it. I think Legendary Alm probably isn't going to win. It isn't that he isn't good. I consider him to be one of the best colorless units in the game. But he's been out for a little while. I feel like a lot of people have him. I see him pretty often in Arena. And in Aether Raids especially, I see him quite often. So I feel like Alm is probably not likely to win just because people already have him. And also, his special skill he has is Darting Blow 4, which is not all that good. On Attack Wave, it's good, but it isn't too hard to come by. The only reason people might vote for him is for no follow-up, his B-slot skill, but I really think that people won't be voting for these units based on fodder, because their goal is not to think, oh man, I really wish I could get some no follow-up fodder. Let me vote for this character and hope that everyone else wants the same skill and votes for them as well. I feel like it's probably going to come down to who we actually want as a 5-star hero to play with and to fight as. So I think even though Legendary Alm has some very good fodder and no follow-up 3, and he is in himself a good hero, quite strong, I do not believe he's going to win. Not to mention he also didn't place very well. He was 7th overall. If you looked at the three I've currently decided were the least likely to win, being Azura, Alm, and Edelgard, I didn't actually realize that when I was scripting this out, but those are the bottom three units as far as placings. So According to the polls, Altina did place the highest, but that doesn't necessarily mean she's going to win. Legendary Leaf would be nice to get because he's more recent than all, meaning probably fewer people have him, I have to imagine. He is good as well because the Master Bow is a very powerful weapon. He has the ability to run Joran's Zeal, which is kind of like Gale Force, except you only get to move one space afterwards instead of three. So it's like you're restricted to armor unit movement range after triggering Joran's Zeal. But that's not in itself too bad. If you're looking at specials to have, that's pretty good, especially when you already have a true brave weapon. He also comes with... I laugh every time I see this, but he has Estrig as his B-slot skill, which kind of maxes out his HP at the start of every turn. One of the things I always wanted to do is get a really, really high HP Leaf and take him into a multi-map mode and just abuse Estrig. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Attack res push 4. One of the things I never mentioned when level 4 push skills came out was that I really like them. See, level 3 push skills I'm really not a fan of because for them to work, you only get 5 to each stat, and you have to be at 100% health. And after one single combat, you take 1 damage. So it's like attack res push only helps you for one single player phase, and after that is kind of useless. So unless you are built specifically to keep your HP up high, which a lot of units are, but I think attack res push kind of forces you to only play with super high health, and I don't like that very much. But level 4 push skills are not nearly as bad. They do give higher buffs, obviously, and you do take more damage after combat if it's the player phase. But also the HP requirement is way lower, and I just think that's a much better thing. So I never really talked about level 4 push skills, but when I saw them first come out, I was very excited for those. Probably more than the heroes who they're actually on. I think that if I were to choose one of the following 5 I'd want, the only one I actually already have is New Year Alphonse. I have him. He's really good, I think, just being a tanky mage. He can hit pretty hard against someone's resistance, and also he has close counter. So he doesn't really, thanks to his high defense, he doesn't take a ton of damage, even from units who attack him at melee range. In fact, his personal special of Open the Future is great because it works off of defense and also heals. And so if you have if you naturally have a skill that works off of defense, you probably have really nice defense. So I have everyone on here. I would personally hope that normal Sothis doesn't win. Nothing against her. I do like Sothis, at least in Heroes, not so much in Three Houses. I do like Sothis in Heroes. She's very good, but I hope she doesn't win just because I think out of the 5 units who remain, she's probably the least impressive. Then moving on past that, I kind of hope Winter Sothis doesn't win because she is an armored unit, and I have enough armored units as it is. They have been getting less and less dominant, I think. Not in terms of being not good, since they are good, but the really broken combos people used to run with, like Quicker Post, Bold Fighter, that kind of got negated with units who have the access to null follow-up. A lot of times people will run things to counter their faster cooldown acceleration, and I feel like armor slaying weapons kind of became very saturated in the metagame. So armored units, they're still good, don't get me wrong. I would still take a good armored unit over any other movement type just because I feel like they're a lot easier to use. You don't have to quite plan as much of them since they can sponge up damage better. Armored unit is not my favorite movement class. I'd say obviously infantry is probably my favorite, but just because Winter Sothis is an armored hero, I'd rather not see her win. I think if everyone gets a free Winter Sothis, it'll be a very not fun day in Arena and Aether Raids because everyone's going to put in whoever they get here. And if it's a strong, tanky armored unit, then that's going to cause some issues. So I kind of hope Winter Solstice doesn't win, even though she has an okay chance. I kind of hope it isn't her. Then out of the last three we still have is Leaf, Alphonse, and Altina. I'd honestly be happy with any three of these winning. It's no guarantee, but I do not have Legendary Leaf or Altina. I'd probably rather get Altina than Legendary Leaf, just because as a Mythic hero, she has a bit more, I don't know if I want to say usefulness in the game than Legendary Leaf. I think Legendary Leaf is probably stronger than Altina as a hero, but his usefulness is a bit less just because Altina can actually affect the way Aether Raids are scored, and that's quite good. So I kind of hope that the winner of this is one of these three here. I can't really think of one of these three I'd be disappointed in getting. But Legendary Leaf, New Year, Alphonse, and Altina, I think those are all three very good options. I hope that the winner of the Voting Gauntlet ends up being one of these three, just because I feel like everyone probably has one of the other five, or doesn't want to see those anymore in Arena or Aether Raids. I feel like everyone getting access to an extra copy of Alphonse isn't going to make Aether Raids offense much more difficult, whereas running into more Leafs could be tough. So I guess just for selfish reasons, I kind of hope Leaf doesn't win, because then everyone will have Leaf and everyone will run Leaf, and Leaf is very hard to fight because of his true Brave effect. You kind of got to try and one-shot him or just massively defense boost past him. But these are the three I kind of expect to win, either Altina, New Year, Alphonse, or Legendary Leaf. Obviously, I would say that I would expect Altina to win out of everyone, but that wouldn't really be significant because she definitely took first place on the initial voting. So me saying that kind of doesn't mean anything, but you know, even looking past that, if I wasn't looking at this at all, at the list of people who won, I would probably say Altina's going to win. Back when they first announced that A Hero Rises for 2020 would be happening, I was pretty sure that Altina would win. That was my gut instinct. I'm like, ah, great, I'll be getting free Altina then. It's not guaranteed. Like I said, I would also be happy with Leaf or Alphonse, but if I had to say one or two I'd most want to get, I either want to get an extra copy of Azura or an extra copy of Altina. I think those are both very strong heroes. And so basically, I'm happy so long as a flying unit wins or a cavalry unit wins or an Alphonse wins. So that's it, though. Anyone else, I'd be disappointed. I really don't want to see Edelgard win. That would not be fun because I don't think she's as good as the other units here. I don't want to see a version of Sothis win because I don't think Sothis is quite as good as some of the other heroes here. Also, she is an armored unit for a winter variant, and I don't want that. I don't want everyone to get another free armor unit. And I don't want to see Alwyn just because he's been out for quite some time and I already have him. So one of the other ones I'd be fine with. But overall, I probably have to say I'm betting on Altina winning. She has very high attack, so even though her speed is low, her attack is really good, and she has Ragna Alondite. And that is kind of like distant counter mixed with a true Brave effect. And even though it's only 10 might, her attack is so good that it kind of doesn't matter. Her special is very good, and she has a good personal A slot, and she is a Mythic hero, so she has a ton of usefulness outside of just her stats and skills. Really, I think the two most useful heroes for everyone to get would be Altina and Azura, as well as a normal Sothis for being a Mythic hero, even though she's a defensive Mythic hero, which is not quite as good, I think, as an offensive one. That's who I think is going to win. I probably, if I had to cast one vote for who I say is going to win and lock it in now and then be embarrassed and I'm wrong later, I would have to say Altina, but nothing's sure. I hope, personally, like I said, I hope that Azura wins or that Alphonse or Leaf win, but I'd be fine with Azura. Altina would be good. She is a powerful unit. And I think people would be happy to have an extra copy of her. She also just made the most sense in my brain when I thought of who could possibly win. So I will not be surprised if it's her. The only person I'll really be shocked if they win is Edelgard, probably. just because I get people like Edelgard, but also she's, I feel like all the other units here are kind of a cut above her. And it'd be like getting an extra copy of Ike now. Like, sure, Ike is really good, but he's not as good as these guys. We all like Ike, but that in itself doesn't necessarily mean he'll be a good unit. So I hope that either Altina or Azura or Alphonse or Leaf wins. But, you know, the end of the day, the important thing is that these are the eight heroes who people most wanted to get. I'm sad that Duo Ephraim is not on this list. But the units who are on this list are people who are, you know, very highly wanted. And so we should be excited that we're going to get a free hero at all. And also that it's going to be a hero who people so much like. So regardless of who wins, whether you get a unit who you're going to mostly use for fodder or a unit you're going to build up to level 40 and heavily invest in and then use an Aether Raids or what have you, I hope that you are happy with the results of the voting. It's kind of like Choose Your Legends, even though I don't personally like Lysithia that much as a hero or a character. I can still be glad she won because it means so many other people do and like her. So even though I don't like Camilla, I can't really complain because she won Choose Your Legends because of people voting for her. That's what this is right here. This is who people want to see win. And so I'm mostly just glad that people are still interested in heroes and getting the heroes they want and the characters they like. And I'm very glad that all of us are going to be getting one of these eight heroes who are all very good. Some better than others, some situational, some who are just overall dominant, and some who really kind of just define their whole archetype. I'm very glad that people are caring enough about the game after 3 years to still take part in an event like this. And whoever ends up being the most popular hero, well, they really deserve to win at that point, now, don't they? Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Hope you all agree with what I said and all join me in voting for Azura or Alphonse or Leaf. even though I think Altina's going to win, I'm not going to be supporting her. If you'd like to reach out to the show, you can do that through our subreddit of r/Phaology. You can also email the show directly at phaology@gmail.com or ilialadur@gmail.com. Those are both in the description in the show notes. If you'd like to chat, you can do so with me on Discord, ilialadur, #3320, or follow the link in the show notes to the Discord research server where I talk to people who help me either script for the show or come to a better understanding of developments in the game. If you'd like to put your 2 cents in there, I'd appreciate it. It's a ton of fun to hear what we have to say. So if you want to send in your voice messages to the show, you can do that through anchor.fm/phaology/message. Lastly, if you appreciate the show and want to monetarily support it, you can do that through anchor at anchor.fm/phaology to show your phaology spirit for as little as $1 a month. Hope you all have a wonderful day and schedule another appointment with your phaologists real soon. Take care.